the heart and soul of Central Louisiana.
Praise God. This is Evangelist Rene Cartmouche coming to you live with prayer power. Hallelujah. Praise God. I just welcome everybody out there. It's just so exciting to know that the Word of God is real and alive, and there is hope for the world. There is hope for you. There is hope for me, and that's the most exciting part about it, because the Bible says that it is another day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that's within me. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. I just appreciate all of you out there who are following me for these many years, and prayerfully and financially as well. Please, I hope you continue to do so. I hope that it's made an impact on you and your family and friends. And you know, tell somebody out there, you know, all about us, and because it is the Word of God. You know, it's the Word of God that relates to you and to me, and will give us hope, give us direction, give us some blessings, and that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for hope and blessings from God, and I want to be able to share it with you, because God has it for you, and He has it for me, and that's what we're looking for. Amen. The Holy Spirit right now is here. He's ready. He's ready to speak to you. As Jesus said, I hope you got ears to hear and hear this, because it is the Word of God. It's nothing else but the naked Word of God. And God Himself is so powerful. He'll do anything at any time, at anywhere, in any place, for whomever He wants. Glory to God. That's so exciting to me. It's so alive, the Word. When I look into the Bible, when I'm my face and my eyes look at the Word of God, I'm looking in the face of God. I'm looking at the face of God, because that is the Word. The Bible says that in John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word is with God and will always be God. And the Word was made flesh, and He came into the world, and He turned it upside down and inside out, and he sent 12 men to tell all about Him. Glory to God. And right now, even this very day, it's still alive, still vibrant, electrifying the world. Glory to God. Waking up the world. You need to wake up. Wake up is what the Bible is saying. Wake up, as John said. Hallelujah. Wake up. He said, repent. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And make His path straight, because He's coming back, and it won't be long, folks. So be ready. Be ready, because God has given you that opportunity right now, all of you out there. And I hope you can call in the program anytime, you know, whether it's ministering the Word, preaching, or just talking about these particular topics that we have of today. And we take the top. We got a lot of issues out there, issues that are taking place from generation to generation. Things are new. There are new issues that we have to face every day in America and in the world itself that affect us. And you, I'm talking about you and me, myself. These issues are affecting us, and we need to know about them. We need to hear about it, and we need to know what God is saying about those issues. And He can help us to work it out and lead our lives in peace and harmony and love and joy and so on, as God wants us to be at peace and stability. We need that stability. You out there, if you get a chance, call in at any time if you want prayer, if you have a question, or whatever topic we're talking about. And we'll answer the best way we can. And I just thank God for you out there. The number is, you might want to write this number down, 1-877-464-2500, or local, if 484-2500. So if you get an opportunity, we're talking about freedom or liberty. The Bible will give you that. The Word of God will give you that. And someone might say, well, I'm already free. No, you're not. Somehow, some way, the devil has you captive. He's holding you captive right now. I don't know what it might be under. It may be under finances. It may be under some sickness, terminal illness. It may be some family relationships. It may be even in the Word itself. Whatever it may be, the devil, your enemy, who is your enemy, not God. I come to tell you that God is not your enemy. He is your friend. He is God. God, and he wants to change the situation. But you are being held captive by something that the devil has you over. I mean, he's got you right where you need to be with him, and you can't shake it loose. Some of you out there hooked on drugs and alcohol, and the devil has you captive, and you can't get out. But I come to give you some good news, that God will set you free. He will give you the liberty that you need. Praise God. Hallelujah. He will give you that liberty that you need. Some of you might be captive of suicidal tendencies. Some of you might be captive of homosexuality. God will set you free. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I come to tell you that maybe pornography, you captive under pornography, and you can't seem to shake it loose. Well, God, Jesus himself, will change that situation, folks. I come to tell you that. Whatever it may be, I'll pray for you today. You can call that number anytime. Anytime you want, and I'll pray we'll break the bondage, because you need to be free. Glory to God. Because if you're not, no telling where you're headed for. I know where you're headed for. Until you turn your life over to Jesus, you're heading for hell. Until you turn it over to Jesus, regardless of what anybody tells you, you need to come out of that. Quit being captive of the enemy, and our enemy is the devil. He is Satan, you know, and you and I have to understand what the Word says. The Word says in 2 Corinthians 3:17 that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, meaning freedom, and I want to be free. Whatever the devil has me captive under, I want to be set free. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You need to be set free. Something, the devil has you captive, and you need to get out from under it. And we know the answer. I got the answer for you, because it's in the Word of God. I'm not the answer. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and I'm the one that's going to set you free. And if you want to be free, that's one of these things you have to do. You know, God will fight your battle, first of all. I want you to understand that God, Jesus, is going to fight your battle for you. But that's something that you got to do and I got to do. We got to go into battle, first of all. We got to go in with Jesus. We just can't just step back. We got to go in his name, glory to God. We got to go in with him. And one of the very first things to do, if you're going into battle, you have to speak to your enemy. You can't keep your mouth shut, because the devil, your enemy, likes to talk to you and convince you of all the negative thoughts, all the negative parts of your life. He wants to make sure that you are really focusing on negative thoughts. And God said, I got something positive for you. And so you and I, remember that the devil will try to talk to you every day. Perhaps some of you out there, you know, the devil has already talked you out of a blessing because you're listening to him rather than listening to what God had to say. And you never, ever go without speaking to that devil and letting him know that, wait a minute, this is what God said. How do I know that? Well, you go back to the Hebrew children who were captive under Egypt. 400 years, folks, that's a long time. And some of us have been captive with whatever bondage the devil has you under for all your life. And you want to be free, glory to God. And that's one way of getting free and letting God fight your battle. But you got to go into battle by speaking to your enemy. Don't let the enemy speak to you, override you with his speech. You got to talk back to him, glory to God. You see, the devil likes to talk a lot, but God, he can talk to him right back and let him know that, hey, he's got more power, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And I want you to know, you got to tell your enemy, this is how it's going to go. The Hebrew children were captive for 400 years. And God took a man by the name of Moses and said, Moses, I want you to go out there and talk to that enemy, talk to that devil Pharaoh, and tell them one thing, glory to God. Tell him, you got to let my people go. You see, God wants you to talk to your enemy and tell him the word of God, whatever related to your issue and your problem. God wants to help you, but you got to be able to speak and use that word and saying, well, wait a minute, I might have some financial problems, but the Bible says, devil, glory to God, I want you to know what the Bible says. Now, I'm not listening to what you say. But the Bible said that God will supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. These are the scriptures, and you got to talk to the devil. Hallelujah. He'll talk back to you if you just listen. See, that's what's happening. Most people just listen to the devil, and they never talk back to him. They say, okay, all right, you know, yeah, I'm a fool, and you know, I'll never amount to anything, and, yeah, I'll be sick, and I'll die, and, you know, my children will take care of, take all my inheritance, and so on, and so on, and so on. Oh, hold on, man, hold on. Wait a minute. You know, words do hit hard, harder than fists, folks. I want you to know that. The word of God is very powerful. And if we look at another story about a man named David, who was just a young, ruddy boy, the Bible says, and he goes into battle against Goliath, this giant man who is very, very tall, about 9 feet tall, I believe, and weighing over 400 pounds of, I mean, muscle, Smiley. I mean, you. I mean, I wouldn't want to be in an alley with this guy. All right? This guy got all full of metal on him, you know, and it's so shiny because it's brass and it's blinding everybody's eyes. If they'd have had sunglasses, they would have to wear sunglasses just to look at him, you know. I mean, and he's got this long weevil spear, and that thing weighs about 40 pounds, you know. Almost as much as we weigh, you know. I mean, and you got this little boy here, this young man, should I say. Let's just call him a young man, all right? And he's out in the battle, and what does he do? He speaks to the enemy. You know, the devil talked to him. The devil said, hey, I'm going to cut your head off, first of all, and let the fowls of the air eat you up. And then, well, wait a minute. And David turns around and said, wait a minute, you come with, come to me with a sword, but I come to you in the name of God. And I'm going to cut your head off and let the fowls eat you. See, you got to talk back. You just can't go without talking and telling that devil, wait a minute, this is what God said. You were out there, you're keeping silent, and you've been captive for long. You know, and some of you out there just can't shake it loose. Call the number, 1-877-464-2500. I'll pray with you. We'll talk about it. Whatever you got, whatever question you have about this liberty that God has placed in the Word in 2 Corinthians 3 and 17, he talks about where the Spirit of God, there's freedom. You don't have to stay the way you are. You can be free. This is what God has called. Call that number, 1-877-464-2500. There are so many people out there who are captive of the devil and cannot be free. And one of those things is we got to talk to the enemy and let the enemy know that, wait a minute, this is what God says, glory to God, as did Moses, as did David when he spoke to the enemy. So you out there, call the number, whatever question, you know, the issue is liberty. The issue when we looked at, we celebrated the 4th of July and being free of the British and England's hold upon us. We want freedom, and we fought for it. And it's the same thing, you and I. If you want freedom, you're going to have to fight with God. Because God's going to fight your battle, but that's something you got to do, okay? And that's one thing, is you got to use the word, which is God himself. Glory to God. So one thing that you got to do is speak that word, because he wants to give you freedom wherever you're at. Call the number, 1-877-464-2500. Somebody out there is hooked on drugs, and you can't. In fact, you're taking some now, and you're listening to me. He will set you free. You don't know how to get out of it. Call the number. I'll pray with you. Glory to God. I'll knock that devil right between the eyes like David did. One little spot, bam, he's gone. We'll do it together, glory to God. Call the number, 1-877-464-2500. I will bust the devil right in his head with the Word of God. Hello? You on the
yes,
air?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Who we got and where you calling from?
I'm listening to your word on the radio, and believe it or not, I had found this clock with the radio in my mother's room, and I said, let me plug it in and see if I can fix the time on it for him, and your message had come on the radio about
all right.
speaking to the devil.
Yeah.
And being stronger than the devil. Well, we have a little girl. How old is Caitlin, Mom? She's 5 years old, and she has a tumor in the brain. And
okay. Well, we're going to talk to that.
I guess I'm on the radio, too.
That's right, huh?
Yes, you are. We need to talk to the devil and tell him to leave her alone.
Okay, and who is this, your little... It's your little girl?
It's my cousin's little girl.
Okay. Caitlin?
Caitlin.
Okay, well, and she has a brain tumor?
Yes, sir. And my mother and father's here with me.
Okay, we're going to come together. Yeah. Okay.
Let's hold hands.
All right, let's pray right now. And Father God, we just come before you in the name of Jesus. And we believe your word for Caitlin, that brain tumor will disappear, be gone in the name of Jesus. And we call it done according to the word of God. We plead the blood of Jesus. Lord, you said in your word by the stripes of Jesus, she's already been healed. And we know, God, in Psalms 103, it talks about, bless the Lord, all my soul, who forget not your benefits, who heal it, all of my diseases. Glory to God. Lord, I already know I'm sending the word. Lord, I'm sending the word. Psalm 107 says, send the word and there's healing in the word. I'm sending it to Caitlin right now in the name of Jesus. There will be no more brain tumor in her.
No more.
They will be
Amen.
Set free. Devil, you got to take your hand over Caitlin right now in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus on Caitlin's
Hallelujah.
Brain right now. And that tumor got to go in the name of Jesus. Devil, you got to get your hands off it. You're no longer there. You cannot keep her captive of this brain tumor, but set her free by the blood of Jesus. And God, I call it done according to your word. And I thank you ahead of time right now, Lord, for Caitlin, and that, Lord, they will hear good news. Good news, because it's your word, not
yes,
my word,
Father.
God. Not my word, but your word. And through the blood and how we agree, Lord, you said, if two are touching anything, agree, it shall be done, which is
yes,
my Father that's in heaven.
Thank you.
It is done right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Lord, we believe for Caitlin. It is done. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. I know God is already doing his work. Glory to God. He said he'd answer our prayer.
It's already done.
It's already been done, and we shall hear good news. Glory to God.
We're going to hear good news in the next couple of days.
Amen.
I feel that.
Praise God.
And
Amen. Amen.
If you can, I'd like for you to pray for my dad, A.C. Cooper.
Okay.
He's been sick.
Okay.
And I'd like for him to, he's 82 years old, and
okay.
He's got to have a heart valve replacement.
All right. Mr. Cooper, right?
Can you pray for him?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, yeah, we're going to pray for Mr. Cooper. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I'm
All right.
Sorry.
We're going to pray. Praise God. Lord God, we agree right now for Mr. Cooper, Lord, for that heart valve, and everything shall go well, God. We believe, Lord, the surgery shall go well. We believe, God, that you're going to use the doctors for healing, and that, God, that he shall recover and he'll be stronger than ever because of the word. And we bind that devil. We speak to you, devil. Take your hands off of Mr. Cooper right now, and that, Lord, that he shall be healed by the word of God, and you even using the surgeons, oh, God. Lord, we believe it. We call it done for Mr. Cooper. He'll be stronger than ever because it's his word, your word, Jesus. Not our word, but by the blood of Jesus. It is done according to your word. We thank you, Lord, right now. We thank you ahead of time, Lord. Lord, I just believe right now for Mr. Cooper. Lord, I'm just excited to know that, Lord, you're coming through for him. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Lord, that,
Amen.
Lord, there'll be some great things happening for this family in the
Amen.
Name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's going to be done.
Thank you and bless you.
Well, God bless you, and we hope to hear some good news. Well, I know I'll hear it. So God
we
bless
will,
you.
We will. I promise you.
All right, then. God bless.
I'm I'm going to call back with a word of praise.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. That's
okay.
Great news.
What is your name?
Carmouche. Reverend Carmouche.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. No problem.
Have a great day.
You too.
Where is your station at?
KYT 88.1 FM.
KYT?
88.1.
F?
Yeah, KYT.
Is it
F-E? K-A-Y-T.
K-A-Y-T.
All right, 88.1 FM.
Okay. And what city?
Alexandria, Louisiana.
Alexandria. Well, you'll be hearing from us.
All right. Well, praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Folks, it's never, ever by accident. I want you to know that that God had ordained it. You know, her turning on the radio, it wasn't even meant for her. Probably never heard of me from what I understand. But, you know, Smiley, God just has a way of doing things for people and who want to help. And you need hope out there. I don't want you to hesitate at any time because, you know, God has placed this program just for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just for you, man. What an awesome thing. He loves you so much. Glory to God. We got another caller coming in. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Would you pray for me? A lesbian is in my life, and she won't leave me alone. She's been in my life ever since I can remember, and I've been trying to get rid of her because I am not like her, and she would not leave me alone.
Okay.
She's gone through the family. I don't know if I should go into everything she has done to the family. But anyway, I would appreciate it if you would pray for me to make her leave me alone forever.
All right. Well, we're going to pray. We're going to bind that devil right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Lord, for my sister right now, I bind the devil, that evil spirit, Lord. Lord, of homosexuality that's coming towards her, whoever this person is, Lord, we just bind that person, right? We bind that spirit that is upon that person, that it will just be removed out of her life in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, Lord, for that person. We pray for salvation as well to save her, whoever she may be, in the name of Jesus. But, Lord, we thank you for my sister who's called. Now, Lord, that she'll be free and not captive of this person with this evil spirit that coming towards her, God, or in her life. We set her free by the blood of Jesus. Lord, we thank you it's already been done. Lord, that she will not see this person anymore, according to the word of God, because the blood of Jesus is right on her, God. And, Lord, we know, God, right now that, Lord, your word will not mix with evil, God. And we thank you, Lord, for the word. We thank you that my sister is set free and not captive of the devil anymore. And we believe your word that God should draw closer to you even more now. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Well, God bless
you,
sister. It'll be done. It'll be done.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Appreciate you.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Call that number, 1-877-464-2500. I want to pray with you because the devil is a liar. I mean, I just like to knock the devil out. All right, we got a caller. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, brother, come on this song, Sister Carrie, please.
All right, you might want to turn your radio down a little bit. We hear a little bit of squelching.
Okay.
I can't. Just turn it down. All right, I can hear you better now. Go ahead.
I've been listening to program for a long time.
Okay.
And I want you to just pray for my family and Ellis and pray for everybody, you know, across the world. A lot of people need prayers all the time.
Okay, and what's your first name? It's okay to get
Jerry.
Jerry? All right, Jerry, okay.
Yes.
All right, well, Jerry, where are you calling from in what city?
Sicily Island.
Where at?
Sicily Island.
Oh, Sicily Island. Okay, great. God bless Sicily Island. Amen. Well, we're going to pray for you, Jerry, right now and believe the word that God is going to bless you in every area. And whatever you have held captive, you're going to be set free right now. Whatever it is, glory to God. Praise God.
Yeah.
Lord, I just thank you. Are you driving or are you at home?
Yeah, I'm driving.
Okay, all right. Well, praise God. Be careful. We're going to pray right now. Father God, we just thank you for Jerry. Lord, bless her right now, God. We pray, God, whatever she's captive by the devil, Lord, whatever devil has come in her mind and those lies, We bind that captive of lies, and we command it to set her free. That, Lord, she won't listen to any lies. She won't listen to depression anymore. I bind it in the name of Jesus and command it to loose her right now. Lord, whatever family problem she has right now, Lord God, we bind it and command it through the blood of Jesus. Devil, I command you by the blood of Jesus to set Miss Jerry free of all of these evil spirits that are coming against her. And Lord, we believe your word that she's set free and at peace with her family, Lord. And Lord, even the people around the world, we pray for peace. We pray for peace of Jerusalem. We pray for peace of Israel. We pray for the salvation of Israel, God, as you said to pray. So we pray, and God, and believe in your word that it will come forth, Lord. And the blessing shall overtake Miss Jerry. And she will not be captive of anything of the devil, but set free and at peace. And Lord, that she could be a blessing to many other people. In the name of Jesus, amen.
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 Praise God.
Thank you, Brother Pamoose.
Yes, God bless you, Miss Jerry. I'm glad you've been listening.
Okay.
I'm glad that you listened so many years. God bless you. Bye-bye. Call that number, 1-877-464-2500, wherever you're at. I'll pray for you or whatever question you have. You know, we're talking about the issue of liberty and freedom. You know, a lot of churches are just not preaching that, you know. They're preaching other stuff, but you can be set free. You don't have to stay the way you are. You don't have to be sick. You don't have to be poor. You don't have to have relationship problems. You don't have to have divorce. You know, all these things, you don't have to go through all that. God will help you and set you free. He wants to fight your battle for you because God loves you that much. If you want to know that how much God loves you, he'll do anything for you. So whatever question you have, you know, a lot of the churches out there watering down the word and you know, well, you know, maybe God has that for a reason. I'm sure, you know, there's always reasons for everything, but you don't have to stay that way, okay? That's why Jesus came into the world and healed thousands and thousands and set them free. You know, when the woman was bent over backwards and you know, she had a bad back, couldn't straighten up, and he says, man, shouldn't this woman who's been in bondage and held captive by the devil for these many years, shouldn't she be free from this? And bam, you know, he made her free. Glory to God. You know, that's what he was trying to explain to everybody. Why should you be captive of the devil? Why should these problems hold you captive right where you're at? No matter where you're at, I don't care how rich you are. I don't care how, you know, political you are, how intelligent you are. I don't care. And you're held captive, and the devil has you captive, and you need to be free. But one of the other things that you need to do when you go into battle for freedom is that you got to praise God. Man, that's an awesome thing. One of the methods that God wants us to use is praise, and God will fight for you. Glory to God. We know he'll fight for you when you use the word. He'll fight your battle. And he'll also fight for you when you begin to praise God. As we look at the story of Jehoshaphat and we see how the enemy was coming to attack him and destroy him. They had three tribes of Ammon and Moab and Seir, Mount Seir. These were coming against him. I mean, thousands of soldiers were coming against them to destroy Jehoshaphat. He didn't know where to go but God. And he went unto God and he called unto God and he said, God said, well, I want you to put the praises out in the front lines. Wow, what an awesome thing. I'd have never thought of that, you know. What a strategy. Glory to God. You know, what political, you know, we in the natural, that would have never, ever, or will never, ever be thought of, okay? That will never happen in the natural, all right? You're never going to put your soldiers, or you're never going to put the singer, Smiley, in the front lines, don't you think? I don't think that'll ever happen, right? You sing, Smiley?
Not the best.
Well, anyway, playing instruments or singing, that will never happen in the natural. And God is trying to show us how we need to praise him, and that's the supernatural battle that we're fighting. Remember, it's not the natural battle. We're fighting supernatural. We're fighting not against flesh and blood, but, you know, we're fighting against principalities, rulers of darkness, in high places, you know, evil in high places, evil spirits that are really set up in high places that are out to destroy you. It's nothing natural but the supernatural, and we're fighting the supernatural. And the devil's out to kill, steal, and destroy. And he wants you dead. He wants you in hell. I mean, he just wants you suffering right now. But God said, wait a minute, I come to set you free. Glory to God. Why do you think I sent my son to die for you? That would have been in vain. Why would I have done that? No, I've sent Jesus for that purpose, to shed his blood. But I want you to praise me. Glory to God. I want you to glorify me. You see, when you praise God, you glorify him. And that's what God wants, the glory. He wants the glory, not you. And this is where Jehoshaphat calls on God, and he says, send out the praises. Praise God. You need to praise God and thank God. No matter what you're going through, God is going to fight your battle. The Bible says when he did this, when Jehoshaphat sent out the praises, and all they sung was, God's mercy endures forever. What an awesome tune. That wouldn't be too hard for you, Smiley, right? That's all he did. You know, he says, his mercy endures forever, man. What, how hard could that be, you know? I think a child could probably say that and repeat that, you know. And they praise God. How hard is it for you to thank God and praise him right where you're at of the situation that you're going on? Because you're going to have to fight a battle, but with God is going to fight it for you. If you praise him, if you speak to the enemy and you praise him, God is going to fight your battle. Man, it's just an awesome thing. You are out there. You're right in a predicament, and you're captive by the devil. You can't let go. So, there's a couple of preachers out there, I feel, right now, and you know, you hooked on something, some pornography. You need to be set free. Man, you just got to get God to set you free. He'll fight your battle, glory to God. Set you free from it. You know, God sees your heart, knows your heart, but, you know, God wants to set you free from this. The devil has you captive, and he wants to set you free right where you are. God wants to free you right now. He'll do it for you, glory to God. Everybody out there, you're captive of some. Call that number, 1-877-464-2500. All right? I want you to know also, folks, I do have a book that's out, Melodies of Revenge. I want to send it to you. Also, we send prayer cloths. Glory to God, is from the Bible. We know that it's Bible recommended, you might say, by the Word of God, you know. And we know that Paul used these handkerchiefs and was prayed over. And man, it just cast out devils and demons and, I mean, healed people. Man, what extraordinary. Again, we'd like to send you a prayer cloth. I'd like to send you Melodies of Revenge. It's all about music related to the Word of God. I wrote it myself, relating it to the Word of God, of course. And I'd like to send it to you. And again, if you'd like to support this ministry financially as well and prayerfully, please do so. And by just writing to us, Post Office Box 11782, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. Or you might want to call the number. 318-715-3174, and just leave me a message, and I'll get back to you. There's no doubt about it. We will get back to you. Amen. Welcome back. Praise God. I just want to make a little correction on the email address, and that's prayerpower@cricket.net. I want you to know, if you'd like to email me at prayerpower@cricket.net. We also have a Facebook as well, and that's Prayer Power Ministries. So our Facebook is under Prayer Power Ministries. Praise God. So if you'd like to look up and on the Facebook, please go to Prayer Power Ministries. And again, we also giving out framed scriptures. Yeah, they're placed into this like a type of picture frame, and we want to give these scriptures in bold letters, and you can hang them on your wall and just remember the scriptures and how it will play a big role in your everyday life as you see them when they're on your wall or wherever you place them. I know you'll enjoy it, and it'll encourage and bring your faith, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. So remember, we do have these framed scriptures, and we'll give them to you absolutely free. Also, don't forget, just call the number, 318-715-3174, and leave a message and your address, and we'll send it to you. Also, you can email me, the same thing again, and that's prayerpower@cricket, spelled with a K, .net. Look us up on Facebook again, Prayer Power Ministries on Facebook. So we're getting back. We want to get back into the Word of God, and that's liberty. Freedom is exactly what I want. Everybody's fighting for freedom, and that's what we're doing around the world. That's what we do in our country, in our nation. Freedom. We want to be free. And Jesus gave us, you know, freedom is really choices that we're giving. You know, we're given choices that we, as our own selves, individuals, can make choices. And that's what God has done for us. You know, he's given us that freedom. He gave Adam and Eve freedom to make choices. Wow, that's awesome. You know, that God did this for us, where we could be free to make choices. And he was hoping to make that we make the right choices. And that's part of being free, glory to God, where we can make choices in life. And God wants you, again, to make those right choices. But if you go into the battle because you are held captive some kind of ways and you need to be free, you're trying to fight it, you get depressed over it, you're discouraged, you don't know how to get out of it, well, God will fight your battle, and I want you to know that. Don't forget to call the number, 1-877-464-2500. Please call. I'll pray for you. We'll knock the devil right between the eyes, as I said earlier, like David did with Goliath. So call the number, 1-877-464-2500, wherever you're at. We want to hear from you. We'll pray with you, whatever question you might have, whatever comment you might have. That's fine. You know, we just want to hear from you out there and do whatever we can to help you. But remember that we're talking about liberty. We're talking about freedom. And one of the things, if you're going into battle for liberty or freedom, which means the same, you need to possess it. And this is one of the remarkable revelations that I got from God as he was speaking to my heart. And I want you to know that you can get it too. And it's one of the things that we need to do, because God is with us now. He's fighting our battles. But these are the things we need to do. And that is possessing. Possess it. Whatever God is there with you for, he will help you to possess it. But we got to possess it. Okay, we got to go out. And how do we possess something? You know, we want to possess liberty, maybe from a financial problem, maybe from, a spiritual, maybe from a physical, you know, sickness, or, again, relationship. Whatever you're captive under, you're going to have to go get that freedom, okay? And you're going to have to possess it. And one of the revelations I see here is that God said, okay, if you're going to possess something, then you got to claim it. You got to claim what belongs to you. That freedom, or whatever it may be. You had good health. Let's just say you had good health before. Now you're sick. He's keeping your good health. He's held you captive under sickness. But you want freedom of this. You want good health. Then you're going to have to claim this. You got to go out. He told Joshua, go out and possess the land. He just didn't wink his eye and, you know, or make a snap of the finger and say, okay, you got it. No. He said, Joshua, go out. Read the word. Read the book of Joshua. He says, be strong. Be of good courage. Read the word. He says, day and night, get in the word so you can be successful, but go out and possess it. And how do you possess something? Well, you go claim it. I'm going to claim it. Glory to God. I'm going to claim what belongs to me. And if I got good health, the Bible says that I got good health. I can keep good health. The Bible says in Proverbs 3, if we follow his ways and we lean on him, just him, and we don't believe in our way, but believe in his way, he said he would bring health to our navel, marrow, to our bones. We'll live a long, good life, a healthy life. He said that'd be riches and glory in one hand. He said long life and good health in the other hand. These are claims that we should make. These are claims. It's sort of like claiming an insurance, okay? Some kind of accident happened. Hey, wait a minute. That belongs to me. I paid for that, okay? And that's under my name, okay? I want to make a claim. Because it's in my policy, okay, where I can claim this and that it can fix my vehicle. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The same thing with God is what we got to look at. There are a lot of claims, that, and I'm talking about the promises, where God said, okay, I got good health. Well, I'm claiming this health, devil, whatever you say. I don't care what you say. I'm claiming it. It belongs to me. Financial status is good. Hey, it claims to me. It belongs to me. That's what the word says. I just quoted you scriptures here. Well, and there's more and more where I can claim it. And you know what? If you claim something, then you got to prove it. You know, Smiley, if I told you you had $500,000 in the bank, what would you do? Seriously. Ah, you go. Perfect. I mean, absolutely no doubt. Perfect answer was you got to prove it. And how do I prove it? I go to the word. I said, look at this. I got written papers telling me right here that I got claim to good health. I got a claim to good financial status. I got a claim to have a spiritual relationship with Jesus, who is my brother now, my big brother, or a friend that stick it closer than the brother. I got a claim that I'm saved. Look, I can prove it, Smiley. It says it in the word. I got papers that says it, right? Amen. And you would want that claim. Wouldn't you want me to show you some papers, right? Where's the papers, you'd say, right? Yeah, because you wouldn't even go to the bank, right? You wouldn't go. No, you wouldn't go to the bank. And you probably the same. You see, that's what's happened to a lot of Christians. People are saying, hey, wait a minute. Like me, I'm telling you, hey, you got some claims here. You got claims to being financially fit, physically good health. Again, all these relationships good. You got claims that's in the Bible. And somebody's telling you that, and you're not believing him. Finally, you don't believe that I'm giving you $500,000. And it sounds, you know, really pretty offish, you know, and sounds ridiculous, like, oh, there's no way. And that's what a lot of Christians are saying to themselves right now. Nah, that ain't no way. You know, he's saying all that, but, you know, that's, you know, you got to prove it to me, you know. Well, it's in the Word of God. That's about the best I can prove it to you. You got to claim. I would claim it, man. I claim it. I claim the riches. I claim the good health. I claim it all. I said, God, this is what it says. The devil's a liar. Usually the devil try to lie to you and say, nah, you're not going to have that. That's what's happening. A lot of ministers are preaching the word and are telling you the promises, which are the claims that you got to go and possess it. And some of us are just sitting back and saying, well, he told me I had $500,000, but, you know, I don't believe it. You know, that's what happened. Smiley don't believe. You see, now Smiley will never know that if it's true or not. Right, Smiley? Yes or no? Direct answer. Right. You will never know if it's true or not until you what, Polly? You go and check for sure at the bank. Right? And the same thing with the Word of God. You'll never know that you have that claim until you go into the Word where it's rich in all promises and claims, man. You know, they have a lot of people out there who have claims, and if you look into the newspaper, most people don't look, and they have their name. It happened to my mom about, I don't know, a couple of years ago or two, 3 years, well, maybe more than that, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. Her name was in there, and she could claim it. Nobody ever looked. Nobody ever seen it. Nobody ever heard it or until somebody, you know, let us know and told us. And man, it was kind of hard to believe. But we looked it up. And I'm trying to use the same analogy, you know, for people out there and Christians. If you're going to want freedom of what God, what the devil has you captive, you're going to have to claim it, folks. Claim it. Claim it in the name of Jesus. Find out what you claim. Find out what God has for you. And prove it by the word of God. And tell that devil, hey, you got to give it back. That belongs to me. Glory to God. Call the number 1-877-464-2500. That's a lot of stuff you got that God has for you, and nobody's even claiming it. Man. That's a shame. You know, the government has a lot of that, you know. The government has a lot of stuff out there, and nobody's claiming it for you, and it's just floating around, you know. Floating around. And the same thing with God. God's like, hey, man, I got all this stuff for you, and you never came see about it. Wow. I'm talking about the promises. Call the number 1-877-464-2500. 464-2500. I'm just ecstatic about it because, you know, God gave me the revelation to it. And I just want to, you know, hand it over to you and tell you the same. Oh, God is saying, man, why don't you just claim it? Whatever you're going through out there, call the number 1-877-464-2500. I want you to call. I pray for you. Whatever question you might have right now, the issue of liberty or freedom is the same. Whatever you want to talk about, you know, call the number 1-877-464-2500. You're out there, you're listening, man. I'm just ecstatic about the Word of God. It is just so real, so alive to me. And I'm so, and being involved in it doesn't mean that I'm better than you. No, not at all. You know, I'm just experiencing it more than you. So I want you to experience it. Glory to God. Experience the Word of God. Call the number 1-877-464-2500. Folks, someone who's got throat cancer right now, God wants to heal that throat cancer. I want to pray for you. Glory to God. You got throat cancer. God wants to heal you. We'll pray with you. I'll pray with you right there. Hallelujah. Call the number 1-877-464-2500. I want to pray and believe God for you. Or whatever question you have. And I'm looking at the battle that we're going through. It's a battle, and you're going to battle it. And if you want to battle it on your own, you're going to lose, okay? But if you battle it with God, hallelujah, God will fight your battle as you speak to your enemy, as you praise God and thank him for it ahead of time, that he's there with you and he will fight for you. You got to do these things. And you go out and possess it, as he told Joshua. Joshua, go out and possess the land, man. Glory to God. It's yours. Glory to God. Go take it. Don't sit around there, man, and let the devil steal it from you. And we don't want that to happen. So call the number. Hallelujah. Call the number 1-877-464-2500. I know God's going to do something great for you. So get on the phone right now as soon as you can. Don't let the devil steal this opportunity that you have, because God has given it to you. You know, in time, the Bible talks about, Jesus said there's only 12 hours in a day in daylight and then nighttime. So there's just so much time this gospel will be able to be preached and change the lives of many people. And he's giving you that opportunity even right now. So call the number 1-877-464-2500. I want to hear from you out there. I know it's exciting to know that God is doing some great miraculous things. And you going into battle right now, you're having a difficult time, and God wants to heal you. God wants to set you free. I know he's done it for me. He'll do it for you. And the last thing I want to tell you, when you go into battle for your freedom now, where God will fight for you, then you got to believe God. You just got to believe it. You got to believe what God is telling you, and know that God will come through. As we see, we see how Gideon was a man, and he was afraid of the enemy, and he was trying to get wheat and grind wheat and hiding from the enemy. And then God goes to him and tells him, hey, mighty man of valor, you know, mighty man of bravery. He said, you are, I've chosen you. And Gideon's like, well, man, why are you calling me brave here? I'm hiding. Well, he said, I know you. I know your heart. Just believe. Just believe what I'm telling you, that you're going to be my leader. You're going to be successful. And just believe that I can fight your battle. And we see how Gideon said, okay, all right, I might be the black sheep of the family. I might come from the lowest tribe of them all. It doesn't matter, but I'm going to believe what you say about me. God says a lot about you. You're more than a conqueror. You're the light of the world. Wow. That's what God says about you. You're a royal priesthood. You are of a royalty. You're a peculiar people, meaning that you are set apart. You're of a great value to God, and God wants to bless you. You are specially made. Man, you're so unique. Praise God. What an awesome person you are. You who are out there, you're so awesome that God sent his son to die for you. And Gideon's there. Okay, God, I'll believe whatever you say. I'll believe it. We got a caller. Go ahead, caller. You on the air?
This is Mr. Anderson from Lake Charles, Louisiana. I just want you to pray for my mother. She's up in age and been having a lot of pain and stuff. And
okay.
And just needs prayer. And as you get older, you know, you don't have to be old to be sick. You know?
Right, that's correct. That's
Correct.
Been really thin chilling, and she's been playing music for 80-some years, and she just been sick all the time, and, you know, and she just needs prayer. The tetanus, she got arthritis in her neck and her back and everything, and like the devil get his hand off of her, steal her jaw and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And pray for her.
All right.
You know, she needs prayer. And, you know, a lot of sick people who just need prayer, the whole family, the Anderson family.
Okay. Well, we're going to lift the Anderson family right now, especially your mom. And we're going to believe God together. The Bible says where two agree touching anything, it shall be done, to which is my Father that's in heaven. So we're going to believe what God says for you right now, Mr. Anderson, and all your family. You out there, the same thing. We're going to pray together right now, by just saying, God, I just thank you, Father, right now in the name of your son, Jesus, and what you did dying at the cross, and the blood that you shed for Mr. Anderson and all of his family, especially his mother right now, God. We know that has nothing to do with age, but, God, we believe by the power and the blood that you shed, we know that she is healed and made whole and no longer captive of the devil, but set free through the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you, and we call it done according to your word for his mom, that, Lord, she shall get better, and all that arthritis come off of her body. In the name of Jesus, we command it through the word of God, through the blood, the stripes of Jesus, she's healed. Lord, you said you've given us power, Lord, over the devil, God. You've given us power just to speak the word, and there's healing in the word. And we send that word to his mom, and that arthritis got to leave in the name of Jesus and set her free and make her whole. And all the Anderson family, God, will be blessed and saved through the blood of Jesus, God. Bless this family entirely right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And whatever they're going through, Holy Spirit, whatever they're going through right now, God, whatever crisis they're going through, Lord, with whatever their children, Father God, turn it around for them, God. We speak that for them right now in the name of Jesus, and we call it done. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. I know you ain't got too long, but I know every time you read your Bible at night, it's just sounds like the devil trying to come with all kind of things to try to stop you from reading his word.
Right.
You know, he might even put a little sickness on you. You might try to mess with your mind and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Might be in the household. He's in the house. I'll try to fix my household to get out, too. You got y'all doing a good job on the radio. We need it, you know. We need prayer. Everybody needs prayer.
Amen.
As well.
Amen. Praise God.
The world is sinking full of sin, and we need to pray for this fellow, and he don't care for his little children, take them from their families. We need that, you know.
Amen.
So suffer little children, come on to me, you know.
That's correct.
We need to read the word. We need to read the word like we broke us up on and done and all that kind of stuff. And y'all doing a good job. I ain't going to hold you too long. You and your friend smiling and all that kind of stuff.
All right. Yeah, we got smiling right here.
Me and I must pray. That's in Luke 18:1.
All right.
And I thank you, you know. I'd like you to send me that book. It's in the charge. You said you got a book out.
All right. Take my address down, or you call them my
number. You need my address, or what?
I just call the number.
My address. My name is Charles Anderson.
All right.
I live at 2005 Tulip Street.
2005 Tulip Street. Well, how you spell that again? Okay. All right. Where at? All right. Thank you. Charles Anderson. All right. God bless.
Singing the mail calls and stuff. We all songs and stuff. You know, and all that stuff.
All right.
We all at Battle of Christ. We need to pray for one another. We're going to pray for y'all. Stay on the air, too. The devil, I want y'all on the air. Trying to snatch out of your teeth. See, he'd have been to hell and he knew all his tricks and stuff, you know.
That's right. We got him.
Okay.
God bless you.
I ain't hold you too long. I'm going to hear that book, and I'll be calling you back, and y'all keep on doing a good work.
God bless you.
Keep smiling.
All right. Keep smiling. All right. Praise God.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Call, folks, you can always call the number 1-877-464-2500 if you have a prayer or whatever you have, you know. Molly and I are right here. We'll do our best to help you in every kind of way. And Again, remember, we do have things that we'd like to send you, the book Melodies of Revenge, and the frame scripture as well, prayer cloths. We just want to give you the word, you know. We just want to do everything that we can. And, of course, if you have any donations as well, we'd appreciate it. Just write to us at Prayer Power, Post Office Box 11782, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. I'm going back to the Word of God real quick and trying to let you know about how Gideon, remember, Gideon believes God. He believes in what God said who he was and what he is, and that he was a brave man and a leader of God's people. And God is saying the same with you. You're so valuable. And, you know, God tested Gideon and said, hey, Gideon, you know, you're going to have to fight this battle, but you're going to have to just use a little bit. You know, you can't use a whole lot of men. You know, he made Gideon come down to 300 people, 300 soldiers. I mean, he was going around with like maybe 3,000 or more, you know, several thousand. But he told him, no, you can't do that. He says, I want to get the glory out of this. And that's what God wants, the glory out of it all. And so he makes him only keep 300 soldiers, and he fights 1,000. He comes against the devil with 300 people, and he becomes victorious because of God, fights his battle, because he believed God. And you and I are the same way. We got to believe God. So don't forget to call the number real quick, 1-877-464-2500. We're almost at the end, of course, but I want to do my best to let you know that you can have that freedom all by just calling on God. Let him fight your battles. We got a caller. You on the air.
Hey, Realm Carmouche.
Hey, how's it going?
It's Tony, and I'd like to just call in for prayer for me and my wife, Tracy.
Okay, all right, Tony. Tracy, anything in particular?
Marriage, you know, friendship, you know, hey, relation with God, and,
okay,
you know, and you know, right, then it just moved the devil out of life.
Okay, all right. Tony and Tracy?
Yes.
All right. Father God, we just thank you for Tony and Tracy. Lord, we believe your word as you brought them together as one, and to keep that relationship as one. We believe your word. We bind the devil that tried to separate them. But God, we believe that you bring them a complete in the name of Jesus. And having a relationship with you, God, we pray that, Lord, that Lord, they will continue towards you, God. And knowing that you will fight their battles for them, Lord, as they believe your word, as they speak the word, Lord, as they praise you, God, as they possess and claim your word for them, God, you will fight their battles. Lord, whatever they're captive under, they'll be set free. Whatever bondage they're under, they're set free through the blood of Jesus and made whole. Lord, we speak blessings upon them, not cursings. Deuteronomy 28 says that there are blessings whoever follows your way, and they will overtake them in the name of Jesus. They shall have good health, Lord, long life, Lord, and financially blessed, God, in every area of their lives. We speak blessings, and we thank you, Lord, for Tony. Lord, use them both, Tony and Tracy, God, for your glory, as we call it done in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you.
All right. Sure, no problem, Tony. All right, well, God bless you. We got to get off the air in a minute, so we appreciate it. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, folks, you were out there. You know, we were talking about freedom. Well, you need to be free. You need a Savior. He's the only one that really can set you free, and that's through his blood, Jesus Christ, by accepting him as your Savior. You can't save yourself. Save you from what? In damnation, hell. That's the bottom line. That's where you'll go if you don't have a relationship with Jesus. It's the bottom line. I know. Believe me, because the Bible says so. And, folks, if you'd like that relationship, if you'd like him as your Savior to save you and to go to heaven when you die and have a liberty at hand to set you free from the captive of the devil, all you have to do is ask him to come into your heart. And I kind of know what you need to say. And if you repeat the prayer, it's not the prayer, it's the word that you really mean, and accepting Jesus in your heart. And all you got to do is repeat this prayer. By repeating, repeat it with me, folks who are there who want to be saved, by saying, Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Forgive me for all that I've done wrong. Wash me in your blood, Jesus.
Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. For I commit my whole life to you. And right now, Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God. You're my Savior. You're my King. You're my everything. And now I am a child of the living God. Amen and amen.